curious to Kasha, like we asked before, Kasha the Reb Lezer, and the Reb Lezer. If the ratio of our Mishnah also goes according to Reb Lezer, then there's a steer in Reb Lezer. Does Reb Lezer say that by Gita Nashim you are allowed to write the form beforehand, or are you not allowed to? So the Gemara says, Trei Tanoi Vali by the Reb Lezer. It's like a machlekes Tanoim, exactly what does Reb Lezer hold? The first sheet in our Mishnah holds that according to Reb Lezer, yes, you are allowed to write the form before a Nishum HaTakona. And we don't make the Gzera. And the last sheet in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer holds, no, we make a Gzera. We do not let you write even the form of the get, because of the Gzera, maybe you come to write the Torif, also Shlei Lishma. Talmud Gemara says, Reb Shavsoi Omach Hiskiyah. Mishum Ketota. He says another reason of the Mishnah, what it means, Mishum Takono, it's for a reason of Mishum Ketota, that you not come to have fights. That's the reason why we do not let the Sofer write even the Torah beforehand. In other words, like the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, he holds that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Omar Eidi Chasim Akarsi, that the main part of the Eidim are the Eidim that sign in the Shtar. And therefore, bedinu really the afilu teref nami lichtav. According to Reb Meir, there's no dinning sivas haget lishma. Even the names, the place, is could also be written shilei lishma. So really, the sefer should be able to write the whole get beforehand and have it on hand. So why is there a takana that the teref you're not allowed to write? Because v'zim nindishom milei lesefer. We're afraid maybe sometimes the wife will be passing by the house of the sefer. And she'll see or hear the kokosif that the sefer is writing up a get now with her husband's name and her name. If so, v'sov raw, she's going to think now, ihu, komale. She's going to think that her husband told the sefer to write the get, that the husband wants to give her a get. Therefore, she's going to get all angry at her husband. V'hevi lo ketota baden. She's going to have a fight with her husband. So in order that this should not happen, the chama made a takana that we do not want the sefer to write the whole get beforehand. He cannot go and write the names beforehand. Even though Mikru Adina would have been kosher, according to Rav Meir, but Mishum Katota, we don't let him. Rav Chizdu Amar Avimi, Rav Chizdu Amar Leim Avimi, Mishum Takones Agunas. That the reason why the Mishnah says the Sefer could write up the form and not the Torah is that Takona Mishum Agunas, not to let the lady stay like unmarried. So what does that mean to say? Amrilo, some say Rabbi Meir, goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Amrilo, and some say no, Rabbi Lezer, goes according to Rabbi Lezer Shita. What does that mean? Amrilo, Rabbi Meir, some say goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yomei, Edechasim Akarsi. Goes according to Rabbi Meir, holds Edechasim Akarsi. Over Dino, really, the Afilu, Terif Nami Lichtav. That even the Terif also you could write. Really, Kibbe should be able to write the whole get, Shalei Lishma. As long as the Edim sign Lishma. As long as the husband tells the Eidim, commands them later to sign. But what are we afraid about? Vizim in the heaven like Ketota Bado. Sometimes we're afraid a man will have a little fight with his wife. For Rosach alone, get very angry at her. And if it's easy to find the get by the cipher with all the names written in already, Vizorach le nalo, he'll throw the get to her right away. O Ma'agin, and he'll like give her pain. O Maisavlo, and give it to her. In other words, really the husband did not want to really give a get to his wife. Just he got angry at her. So if it's easy for the husband to find the get all written up, we're afraid he'll just have Adam sign on it and throw it to her. And that will cause igun, or cause her to have pain, like to be with the get now. So in order that should not happen, there's a takana that the sefer is not allowed to have the whole get written up, even with the names. That the husband has to take his time and maybe think it over again before he really gives her a get or not. And Amrilo, some say no. I'll tell you, Reb Lezer, that this svara goes according to Rabbi Lezer Shita. The Omar that says, Edim Mesira Karsi. The main part of a get is the Edim, the Mesira, the Edim that see the giving over of the get. But the Ksiva has to be done Lishma. Obedinu, then the svara should be the Afilu, Taifas Namal Lelichtav. Even the Taifas also you do not have to write. Afilu Taifas. The Afilu Taifas Namal Lelichtav. Really, you should not be able to write anything Shalei Lishma. Even the Taifas. Their form should not be able to be written Shalei Lishma. So why did the Chama make a takana that the Sefer is allowed to write up the form beforehand? Because with Zim, Nindaboy, Lemezlum, Lundina Sayam. Sometimes the husband made up his mind for sure he's going to give his wife a get, but he has to leave town tomorrow. And Vloyashkar Safri won't be able to find the Sefer in time to write up the whole get. So So what will he do? Vishavakla, he'll just leave her alone, Vyozal, and go away, Umagin, Umaisavla. And she'll have to sit to be in a guna then, like the husband doesn't care about his wife. He's just going to leave her without giving her a get. So we want to make it easy that the husband should be able to find a get when he needs it before he leaves town to give it to his wife. So therefore the takana is that the seifer is allowed to write up the form of the get beforehand, and now if the husband needs the get before he makes the plane, he's allowed to go to the seifer and just say, fill in the names, and arayat materos acholodom, and the makam, and then the get is kosher. Then the Mishnah says, umakam hazman, you also have to leave over the place for the date of the ksivas of the get. So Gemara says, kaposek v'toni, that means we learn clearly in our Mishnah, it says it's stam, that loishonah min anesuyim, loishonah min erosin. There's no difference now if the get is being given after they had nesuyin, after they were living together with chuppah, or loishonah min erosin, if they only made kedushin without chuppah. Still, if you give a get now, you have to write the zman, the date in the get. So it's like this. Bishlemim min anesuyin. I understand why if the get is being written after nesuyin, why we have to have the date in the get. Then it's good. Then lamandiyam emishum basachaisayika. Then lamandiyam emishum periika. These were the two reasons we had before in the Gemara. The two reasons why you have to have a date in the get is either we're afraid the husband is married to his niece, and maybe his wife lived with another man that's chayiv misa, and he has rachmonis on her, he doesn't want to see that Bezdin will kill her, so he'll write her up or get fist, and she'll be able to show Bezdin that she was mgereshes from a week ago. So in order that that should not happen, they made a takana that you have to have the zman in the get. The other reason is mishum peri, that the loch is the husband eats the fruits of his wife's fields until he writes up the get. So therefore we have to know when the ksivas I get was to know when he has to stop eating the peris. So if the get is given by an after nesuyin, it's very good. Both reasons applies, because after nesuyin, that's when the husband has a right to eat the peris, the fruits of his wife's property. But elam in erison, if you want to say the Mishnah is even talking about when the get is given after kedushin, even before nesuyin, if so, bishleim elamandiyam emishum basachoyseika. If you learn the reason why you have to have the zman, the date in the get, is because when the husband is married to his niece, not to save her from being killed, so that's good, even though they only had kedushin together. But still, if his wife really lived with another man, she's chayiv misa. And the husband now may want to save her from the Misa, so he may want to go to write up a get fast, and she'll show Desmond that she was Megreshes from before. So in order to stop that, there's a takono where you have to have the date in the get, that the husband can't do that. So then it's good, why even though the get is being given now, before Nesuyin, why we need this man? But if the reason why you have to have the date in the get is just to know when the husband stops his right, Tita Peris, if so, Arusa Meisla Peri, and Arusa, if they only had Kedushin, they did not have Nesuyin, so they have a right to eat Peris? Anyway, they can't eat Peris. They could only eat Peris, the husband only has a right to eat Peris after Nesuyin. So, what's the reason to have a Zaman, the date in the get, if the get is being written up before Nesuyin? So Gemara answers, Oh, Marav Amram, Ho Milsa Shamat Minei Diula. This reasoning I heard from Ula. The Yoma that said, Mishum Takonas Vlad, there's a new Takon of the child, that we don't want like people to say this child was from Bias Nus. So Mishum, the kid should not have a name, it was born from a Bias Nus, we want the date of the get. But V'lo Yodana Maniyu, I did not know what he meant to say. But now, Kivun Dishem Yisra L'ho Adetanya, now that I learned this, that we learned, that Oy Makis will get Liyarusosi. If a husband tells a Sofer, write me up a get for my wife, that right now she's only my arusasi. Right now we only have kedushin. But write me up the get now, and I don't plan to give it to her now, but I plan to give it to her likashech nesenu, that after I make the chuppah, after I live with my wife, then I'll give her the get. Is agashenu, I want to give her the get first after I live with her. So the locher is, ain't a get. This get is no good. This is called like a get yoshin we had before, that if you write up the get and then you live with your wife after you wrote up the get, you can't use this get anymore. And the Omar Ula said, my time, what's the reason why we can't use such a get? Like, what's wrong? So what? The get was written lishmo, and he wants to give it to her now first after he lived with her. What's wrong? So Gemara says, it's a gzeira, shema yirmu, maybe people will say, gita kaidum libna. Like, as far as people know, that this husband wrote up the get to his wife when they were still under resossi, before they had nesuyin. So people are going to say that the husband gave the get to his wife before he made nesuyin. His wife became pregnant. It must be that after he gave her the get, he lived with his wife, but there was nus. So it's going to be a pekam mishpacha. People talk about that this kid is born derech nus. So in order that that should not happen, we have to have the date of the ksivas haget to know exactly when the get was really written up, to know that if the get is written up after the nisuyin, then it's okay. Then if she becomes pregnant, people will know that the get was given after the nisuyin, so the kid is kosher. And then echnami, if the get is written beforehand, then the lacha is the husband cannot use it later after the nisuyin, because that's the din of a get yashan. We don't want him to use a get after he lived with her, because as a gzera, people will say that they gave the get first and then she had the child derech nus. So I tell you echnami here also, the reason why if you give a get to your resosoi, we have to have the date in it, is gzera shem yomru gita kaidu lebno. We're also afraid here that maybe she will become pregnant. So that's the reason here also. We have to have the date in the get, like Rashi says. He'll write today's date, but he won't give it to her after Nisuyin. For Yerma, people say, B'loy Kedushin. So that's why we have to leave blank the date of the get, that you first write the date of the get when you really give it over. So in order that people should not say that this kid was born, there is nus. The Nigmar says, Omar Rab Zera, Omar Rab Abba Bar Shela, Omar Rab Hamnuna, that's a Saba, that Omar Rab Ada Barava, and Omar Rab, that Rav says, Halocha Kareb Loza. The Vataka Paschal like Rebbe Loza and Amishna. The Paschal like the last man, the Yomom, that true by Gita Noshim it's possible. You can't write anything before the husband comes and tells the tziva habal to make the shema, but by shash toris we do not make the gzairot to get him. And this Gemara says, Kori Rav oled Reb Lezer, Rav called upon Reb Lezer to vina de chachamim, like the smart ones of the chachamim. In other words, he gave him shvach like the paskin, like this. Rashi says it means meusha shev chachamim, like the good ones of the chachamim. The Gemara says like this: V'afilo b'shash toris nami. You want to say we paskin like Reb Lezer even by shash doris, that by other doris you are allowed to write up the form before the malv or the moicha comes? Is that true? I've omar Rav Papi mishmei the Rav. Rav Papi says over the name of Rav, that hi ashros of the dina. If you have an ashros of the dina, means when Bezdin signs a star for a henpik. So the Gemara is that true? Like omar Rav Papi mishmei the Rav, hi ashros of the dina. The michtavo mekame de lesadi sadi achsi mesyu da yupsula. Again, ashros of the dain is when Bezdin signs a hentik. That means when we have a star, let's say a star milva, it was all written up when the Edom signed, and now they bring the star to Bezdin, that Bezdin should sign on it to give their okay to the star, like to be mekayim the star, that's called a hentik. So if Bezdin signs on the star, like that's Dev saying, like we know the star is kosher, and they sign on it before the Edom come and testify in front of Bezdin to tell them that the star was really good. So Rav Papi says, Psula, such a chsima, such a henpik is possible. Why? Alma, we see, Merzik is shikra. There's a chshash that it looks like it's a lie. In other words, even though now, true, when Bezdin first signed, Bezdin at that time did not know that this star was really kosher. But right afterwards, the two Edom came and told Bezdin, yes, the star is good. So really, really, now everything is okay. The henpik that signed on this star really is kosher. Still, Rav Papi says it's possible you can't use it because it's mechzei kashikra, it looks like a lie. Since at the time when they actually signed, we did not know at that time if it was really true or not. So see, there's a chash mishakas here also. You should not be able to write up a star before the malva or the moich is really here, because that also looks like a sheker. It looks like it's false. Like the malva or the moich is not here. How are you writing up the star right now? So therefore, how could you pass on like Rebbe Lezer that by shash star which is kosher, it should be possible because it's mechzei kashikra? But the Gemara answers, no, that's not a question, because for leisa midi Rav Nachman, we don't pass on like Rav Papi because of Rav Nachman. The Yom Rav Nachman said like this, that Oymahoye Reb Meir, that Reb Meir said that Motza Biyashpa, if you find a get in the garbage, Chosma, all you have to do now is have it signed, V'nosnulo, and you give it to your wife, you should know kosher, that the get is kosher. In other words, Reb Meir Sheet 3 is that you do not need the Ksiv Lishmo. So even though the get was written for somebody else, but if they have the same names as yours, you could take the get now and just have Adam signed on it and use it. Even though Lechur, the get looks like a sheker, because it was written for somebody else. So you see, when we don't hold like Rav Nachman, we don't hold like Rav Papi, we're not afraid of Masek Shikra. And then he goes on to say that, V'afilu Rabbonin, even the Rabbonin Shita Loi Plid Yoled Rav Meir, they only argue on Rav Meir, Ela B'Gidinoshim, only by Gidinoshim. Why did Binin Ksiv L'Shmo? Because by get Isha, there's a loch you have to have Ksiv L'Shmo. Abel B'Shah Shtoros Loi, but by other Shtoros Loi, that there's no din of Ksiv L'Shmo, even though the get would be found from the garbage, like would be kosher. So you see, even though the get is written, the shtar is written beforehand, still the shtar is kosher. Then another proof is the Omer Rabasi Omer Rab Yechnon, that shtar shelova boy, uporeya uporoi, a shtar havo, let's say, you borrowed money in the morning, and you wrote a shtar on it, and then you paid it back in the afternoon. So the locher is, einoi choyze v'loiva boy, you're not allowed to use this same shtar over again if you plan to borrow the same amount of money again the same day. Even though it's the exact same two people involved and it's all happened the same day, you cannot use the same shtar a second time. And he says, why? Shekfan nimchal shibudai. Because the shibud, what you mechayv yourself to pay from the first time, was used up already. So therefore, for the second halvo, you do not have a new shibud. That's the only reason why you can't use it. So the zadiyak, taimod de nimchal shibudai. So again, zadiyak is taimod de nimchal shibudai. Why can't you use the shtar a second time? Only because the shibud was used up already. Avo mishum shikra loy chashinun. But you see, we're not afraid of the fact that the shtar looks like a shek, looks like a lie. Like, really, you would be able to use the shtar a second time, even though it was written before they made the Maisa Halva. So you see, by shtaris, we don't care, even though it was written up beforehand. That's not really called Mechzei Keshikra. It's not really called we're afraid it looks like a lie. So therefore, we paskin like Reb Lezer. Now, Mishnah, that by shah shtaris, you are allowed to have the shtar written up before the Halva, before the Mechar takes place. All right, turn over.